But first, four school districts in Arizona are suing Juul and other e-cigarette makers as part of a class action lawsuit. That includes the Tolleson Union High School District and Tucson Unified, one of the state's largest. The Arizona School Boards Association passed a resolution supporting the litigation, pointing to the harmful health effects caused by vaping. Nationwide, 33 people have died from vaping. Joining us for a few minutes to talk about the school lawsuits is the president of the Arizona School Boards Association, Stephen Chapman. Mr. Chapman also serves on the Tolleson Union High School District Governing Board. Stephen, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm happy to talk about this.
So why issue this resolution supporting the litigation by schools?
So the resolution on behalf of the Arizona School Boards Association was to help provide some support to our local school districts across the state that are experiencing the same issues that my district and other districts across the country are facing, to make sure that they know that our state association supports their efforts to do this and the resources needed for our students.
At the ground level, how is vaping hurting schools like yours?
Just for example, in my district, in 2018, there were close to 400 incidents where staff caught students with some sort of vaping device. And the other part of the dangers with that is you think about the nicotine packets, but there's actually more to it than that. There could be marijuana. The devices are set up to where they can have more than nicotine in there, so it can be incredibly dangerous.
Is this something that really happened rapidly? Certainly vaping has caught on more recently, but is this something that really ramped up and schools were a little bit behind on this?
Yeah, I think we all kind of a little bit behind on this. It just kind of picked up. Certainly this increase is significant because of the marketing and the social media outreach that's available nowadays for our teenagers. And Juul and other companies like that directly targeted their marketing towards susceptible teenagers for that reason.
So why do school districts have a basis to sue?
Right now, the impacts we're seeing are more directly related to the school districts and our students. I think like kind of with the tobacco situation, those were adults. This has been going on for decades. It made sense for the states to come together and propose that lawsuit. Right now, we're seeing kids that are being suspended from school. We're seeing kids. Last week, there was an article, four or five students in Arizona have been hospitalized due to this. So we're seeing academic loss. We're seeing resource loss when it comes to staffing to maintain this. We try to provide intervention programs for students. So we are seeing an impact to try to help our kids with this.
What would you like to see happen as a result of this lawsuit?
So something kind of similar like with the tobacco case, where there was a fund put together because there's students that are going to need intervention programs, rehabilitation programs. You mentioned the deaths. There's kids that are being hospitalized. These bills need to be taken care of because these kids were, just marketed to and kind of pushed into these products that were designed for them.
So are you looking for some like a ban on advertising, maybe some money as well to help some of these kids who have medical bills, things like that?
Correct, yeah. A ban on the way that things are marketing, dollars for that. I know Juul has come out and said that, they're going to stop their marketing, but the damage is already done and they knew that. So it's not really, a full-hearted ploy on their end to say that we're going to stop marketing.
We have heard different city councils around the state talk about wanting the state to get involved as the legislative session begins in a couple of months. Would you like to see this? I know, again, it's sort of after the fact, but do you want to see Arizona lawmakers take action on this?
It would be great to see our state legislators take some action on this, whether it be pulling back on marketing, whether it be, in other ways trying to hold these companies accountable. And again, it's not just Juul, but they are about 80% of the market. They're funded by tobacco companies. Their CEO is from Big Tobacco. So there's a clear and direct connection to Juul specifically. But yes, I would like to see our legislator take some action on this.
Have you heard from colleagues across the state that there are certain school districts or certain parts of the state that are seeing a bigger problem than others? Or is this pretty much across the board school districts are finding this to be problematic?
I don't have like all the numbers across the state. I can speak to my school district and a few others, but it's definitely something that's just kind of grown. I mean, and with the portability and the deceptiveness of the devices, I mean, they look like USB drives and like plug them into computers. We have no idea what it is for most of the part.
Yeah. And Stephen, finally, when it comes to moving forward with the lawsuit, is there strength in numbers for this kind of thing? Is there hope that the more districts that do this, maybe this will send an even clearer message?
Oh, for sure, yeah. Definitely strength in numbers. I mean, again, kind of like tobacco lawsuit. All the states band together. State's attorney generals, the whole nine yards came together. So, I mean, if you have thousands of school districts across the United States coming together saying that you're hurting our kids and this needs to stop, there's going to be enough pressure to make that happen.
And that is Stephen Chapman, president of the Arizona School Boards Association. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Appreciate it.